Hello everybody, it's Mr. Tall23 back with another video. In this video, I want to talk about what the Bible says about life itself, and what life is, where life comes from, and why life ends. This is a truth which is very clearly made evident in the scriptures, and yet it's rejected by our modern secularistic society that seeks to separate life and what life is from the creator of the heavens and the earth, and that would be the true God, the Lord. But the scriptures teach that without God, without the Lord, there is no life. Sorry. The scriptures teach that without God, without the Lord, there is no life, and that he is the source of all life, including eternal life, and that death only exists because of man's separation from God. Now it is written in 1 John chapter 5, verse 12, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Then it says later in that chapter in verse 20, "And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." So here we see in the scriptures a very clear statement that he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So that is, without Jesus, there is no life, period. If somebody has rejected Jesus Christ, if somebody is not saved, their bodies may be alive temporarily, but the scriptures teach that their soul is dead, and God views them as already dead. Speaking of us Christians before we were converted, before we were born again, the Bible says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins," Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. So the word quicken means to make alive. Beforehand, before we got saved, before we became Christians and were given eternal life, we were already dead in our trespasses and sins, according to the Bible. So without Jesus and without the Son of God, there was no life. It is only when we received Christ by faith that we were given eternal life. And therefore, without the Son of God, there is no life, is he has the power to give life, given unto him of the Father, as it is written in John chapter 5, verse 21, "Whereas the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will." Again, it is the Son of God who quickeneth, that is, who gives life. Going back to 1 John chapter 5, it said in verse 20 that God's Son, Jesus Christ, is the true God, and it says he is eternal life. It is not just simply so that Jesus is God, which is true. It's not just simply so that he is the Messiah, which is true, that he is the King and all of that. But the Bible also teaches that Jesus is himself life. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And he said in John 11, verse 25, "I am the resurrection and the life." So when we look to Jesus, we see that he himself is life, and he himself is eternal life. Life itself is in him. Life itself is given from him. And without him, there is no life. As we saw earlier, he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So anybody who is separated from Christ, anybody who is not a Christian, who is not in Christ, who has not been born again, who is not one of Christ's own, they are dead to God, and their fate is not eternal life, but eternal torment in hell and the lake of fire. Again, the scriptures say in 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 2, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us." Jesus is again called the word of life, and again he is called here that eternal life, as he's called at the very end of 1 John in chapter 5, verse 20. Jesus is the eternal life, which was with the Father in the beginning, as it is written in John chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." So that Word, which has always existed, which was in the beginning with God, in him is life, and that life was manifested, which means revealed unto men, in the person of Jesus Christ. So it is him who is the life, it is him who in whom is eternal life, and him being God has the power from the Father alone to give life. Jesus said again in another very important scripture to understand concerning this subject of life, John chapter 17, verse 3, it says, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." So again, the Bible makes it clear that without the knowledge of God and his son, Jesus Christ, there is no eternal life. Through him, we cannot just have life, but life that never ends. That's life everlasting, life eternal. Now, since this life is eternal, that means there's no end to it. And therefore, those who have it shall never die, as Jesus promised in John chapter 11, verse 26. And he said, never perish in John chapter 10, verse 28. But why is it that a knowledge of God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, why is it that that is necessary to have life? What makes those who know the Lord different from those who don't? Well, we already know that those who do not have the Son of God do not have life. But why is that? Well, the answer simply is because, as already shown, God himself is life, and life is within him, and he has the power to quicken. Therefore, any departure from the true God leads to death. That is, those who sin end up with death. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So the wages or the consequences of our sin, which is defined the Bible as the transgression of the law of God, and therefore sin is a disobedience to the will of God and departure from the nature of God, who is without sin. So the consequence of sin is death. Death only exists in this world because of the existence of sin, because of the existence of the departure from the nature of God and disobeying what his will is. It is written in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." For Adam's transgression, which brought sin into the world, and which has cursed all of mankind with a sin nature, also brought death into the world, and therefore death upon all men, for that all have sinned, as the scriptures say. So the reason why all men are destined to die without Christ is simply because of their sin. This is the very reason why our bodies are mortal. It is the very reason why death exists. Because of the very fact that our flesh and blood is sinful by nature, we die. In addition, sin leads to the death of the soul, which ultimately results in the punishment of hell. However, even while we walk on this earth, before we are saved and regenerated, we are already dead spiritually. And we talked about that a little bit earlier with Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. But it's written also in Romans chapter 7, verse 9 to 13, "For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy and the commandment holy and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful." So Paul writes that the moment he first sinned, he died. When we have the knowledge of good and evil, because of the weakness of our flesh, we are doomed to sin. And when this sin comes, at that moment, we die spiritually. As shown earlier in Ephesians 2, verse 1, those who have been quickened were previously dead in their trespasses and sins. But when the Lord looks at the unsaved of this world who have not yet been quickened, but who are still dead in their trespasses and sins, he already views them as spiritually dead. Okay, and unless they are justified, they are destined for eternal destruction in hell. So the point I'm trying to make is that life and death is absolutely entirely based on our relationship unto God. In short, life only exists because of God. Death only takes place because of an absence of God. And life eternal can only be given through God's Son, Jesus Christ. Think of death not as an actual thing, but rather as the absence of life. A good way to compare that to something else would be, for example, that there's no such thing as something called cold. Okay, well, although we use that term to describe the absence of heat. So cold is not like an actual thing. Heat is thermal energy, but cold is just the lack of thermal energy and therefore a lack of heat. Okay, There's no such thing as darkness either. Darkness is simply the absence of light, and death is simply the absence of life. Okay? That's the only reason why death exists, because of the absence of life. What does that mean? The absence of God, because as already shown, God is the author of, the prince of, the giver of life, and he is the resurrection and the life himself. The Bible calls him the life. The Bible calls him the eternal life several times, as we've already seen. So this is one of many reasons why salvation can only come through the Lord Jesus Christ, because he himself is the way, the truth, and the life. Without him, without Jesus Christ, the fate of man is death. Okay? Without God, there is no life, period. Life comes from God. Life only exists because of God. Those who have sinned in time past, until they are reconciled, according to Colossians chapter 1, they are enemies of God by their wicked works. They are alienated from, they are separated from God. And the only way to be reconciled unto God, and therefore to find life again, is to find it through the life of Jesus Christ as the mediator. It is written in Romans chapter 5, verse 10, "For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." So, hopefully all this makes sense, that life only exists because of God. God created life. He's always existed. This world only exists because of God in the first place. The Bible says, in 6 days, he created the heavens and the earth and all that in them is. And the sea, it also says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, I believe it is. Everything that exists in this world we could describe as being alive, whether it's man or animals or anything, they all only exist because God created them. And the only reason why they die is because of the corruption of sin within this world, of the absence of God, of turning away from the Lord. However, when we have trusted Jesus Christ and we are born again, we are given eternal life. It is only through him that we can live. Without him, there's only death. So that's the truth about life and death and what that is and where that comes from. So I thank you, buddy, for watching. That's all I have to say for today. I know it's a pretty short video. Just as quick announcements towards the end here. I did say that I would probably make the Book of John study today, but I wanted to make this video as well. So I'm probably going to wait till tomorrow, but John chapter 20 is a little bit shorter, so I might be able to do that in only 2 days. If not, I think I could do it on like Friday, and then a little tiny portion on Saturday, because I work till 4, but I could probably do a little bit after that, and then just finish it up on Sunday. So I don't necessarily need to do that Book of John study today, but yeah, this weekend, starting tomorrow, I will do chapter 20. So yeah, that's it for this video. Thank you, everybody, for watching. God bless you, and goodbye.